Joining us live over the phone now this morning is Coach Ty Draney, Star Valley High School cross country head coach. Good morning, Coach. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good, Coach. We appreciate you taking a few minutes of your morning and speaking with us a bit. It's a busy weekend for you. It's the state preview meet. But before we talk about that, I just want to touch one more time, and I'm not trying to set you up here to get you in trouble, about the race from last week in Lyman. Really a tough, hot race. And it's a course that your guys and gals weren't familiar with. It was something you'd never raced in before. To kind of, you know, for those of us that aren't runners, kind of tell us how it differs to run on, this is kind of a gravelly sand versus, you know, a golf course. What's the difference physically over the course of 3 miles in a 5K course?
Well, there were parts of it that last hill in the course was long enough and steep enough. It was a little bit like nature's treadmill, you know. You end up putting out a lot more effort than you're getting back. But luckily our crew's used to doing hard things, and I think that was our biggest takeaway from it, you know, that we survived that. Everything else, it keeps everything else in perspective. So we're good. Yes, and we're very much looking forward to running on our course and running on the state course and checking that out for the first time this year. We haven't been out there, and you know, we all things point to October 24th and that meet here when all the 3A teams show up. So this will give us a little taste of that, and we'll kind of know where what we need to work on for 6 weeks from now.
Coach Ty Draney with Star Valley High School cross country joining us. So, Coach, you mentioned that this weekend's kind of that measuring stick. What are you hoping to see from your athletes this weekend, and as you reach this measuring stick point of the season?
I think the biggest thing is how we compete with the other teams. You know, we have Jackson will be here, Rock Springs, some other 4A teams that won't necessarily be running on the state course, you know, in October. They'll have their own in Casper, but just see how we compete, and we're looking on squeezing down some of the gaps that we have, and trying to get our young, inexperienced group a little more experience, and hopefully push a little bit closer to where Pete is, so we can be more competitive. That's the goal, and the only way to get experience as well to get some experience, and so this will definitely fit the bill.
You talk about Peter, of course, Peter Visser headlining the program. He's a face of the program and has been for now a couple of years,
and quite the face at that.
Yes, he's the me and Duke are just jealous of his mustache. That's what he means. But Peter, obviously, he is the bar by which all the runners in Wyoming are measured at the moment, and you talk about closing the gap, and as far as 1 through 7, the Braves have really enjoyed some amazing depth over the last several years. This year, as you said, kind of trying to close the gap between an elite runner and some guys that are new to the varsity ranks. What are some of the techniques you use as a coach to try and do that?
Well, you know, part of it, the first part of that's fitness, you know, and putting in the work over the summer. And I couldn't be more pleased with what they've done there, right? And the second part is just having the confidence and the moxie to go out there and race like you've trained. And so, I think we're spending a little bit more time with the mental side of things and you know, trying to boost some confidence. But that has to kind of come from the athlete, and really has to come from their own performances and where they're at, because, you know, it's not something you can hand them. It's not, or prescribe, you know, confidence. And so kind of looking at some new things and kind of how we approach those other aspects that sometimes maybe we haven't had to dwell on much in the past because of the depth of our talent. And, you know, there's been times on our team, on the girl side, but especially on the boys side in recent times, that, you know, that guys that never ever ran varsity for us, you know, would be running varsity. And that's kind of where we're at. We've got a bunch of guys with very little varsity experience, and, you know, there's a step up in intensity and, And so we like where we're at, and it's just keeping that season rolling along. I think Mile Split right now has our girls ranked second, which is awesome. Cody's strong. They're young. Looking forward to seeing them. It's a little inflated. I don't know what it means because they base it just off of times and all courses are different. But and they have right now our boys ranked fifth, and so we've definitely got our work to do and work to cut out for us.
Coach, let's talk more about the actual event, the big preview happening this weekend, kind of ahead of the 3A State Championship, which is also going to be hosted at in Star Valley. Walk us through the process of putting this together. How do you outline the course? What are some of the logistics that go on behind the scenes just to get an event like this prepared and ready to go?
Oh, we'll be out marking course late tonight. You know, I know especially Christy has been working hard all week. We had to make some adjustments this year, of course, because of COVID. We'll have some wave starts. The girls race will start at 10. Girls varsity will start at 10. And then the way that goes off, the smart start guide says that we can have no more than 112 in a race, but you can only have 30 on the start line at a time. And so what that means is we'll have a couple waves that we'll send the fastest four varsity, and then 30 seconds later we'll send the next three for the varsity race, and then adjust those times at the end. On the JV side, we'll send them in waves, have a couple waves of 30-ish runners, and we'll send them also 30 seconds apart and then figure that out. So, there's some, you know, with the extra concerns and that sort of thing, there's some of that. But as far as state concerned, there were hours and hours and hours of work, and, you know, the district and the community was so great to support what we did, and I think we represented well, and it was a great event and a great event for the kids, you know. And as our concern, I know we're meeting Wednesday, is, you know, we still, despite our limitations with COVID and not having the whole state here, just the 3A, we're going to be talking about what we can still do, obviously to keep kids and spectators safe, but still make it a great experience for kids, because it is a big deal, and these kids work a lot, really hard, and they just, we don't have Friday night lights, and so any exposure we can get to them is I know they appreciate it, and it helps grow the sport.
Star Valley High School cross country coach Ty Draney joining us this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. Coach, thanks so much for your time today, and wish you good luck this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.